We're in a back room at Petersburg Mental Health, and there's a lot of bags of clothes kind of laying around. And you were telling me this is part of the count this year.
Well, this is not really the count part, but it's the project to kind of bring people in that might be housing insecure. And we are going to offer different types of warm clothing, men's, women's clothing, sleeping bags, different types of bags, reusable bags. There'll be food. We also did get shower vouchers also, which will be huge, and haircut vouchers from local businesses.
So Project Connect is the event where we'll be giving out all of the free resources and services, but the point in time count is the actual survey that you fill when you come in. You'll be directed to someone and you can fill out the survey, and then you'll be able to go and partake in the Project Connect event. So the Project Connect is a way to encourage people to come and take the survey and to give them an opportunity to connect with local resources and to see how we can like best serve that population of people and like what their need is and things like that. But by doing it in conjunction with also being able to collect that data at the same time.
Did you have anything to add?
Well, I was just going to say, kind of with the point in time or the point in time count, it's actually, just to kind of go further into it, it's done one day a year throughout the whole state of Alaska. This year it is on the 29th, but what they do is they measure the housing insecure, or as people are known for, homelessness within the state of Alaska on that one night a year. The data that's collected in the state, they use that for federal and state grants and funding. So it's very crucial and good to actually get as many people as we can locally.
So I've heard you say housing insecure and then also homelessness. And I was kind of wondering what the definition here in Petersburg would be.
Homelessness versus housing insecure. Housing insecure is you can be couch surfing or staying with a friend, but it might be temporary. You don't know that that's going to be where you're going to be staying tomorrow or next week or next month. Living paycheck to paycheck and worrying about if you're going to be able to make the rent, that's also housing insecure. Worried about the utility bill and kind of how those bills pile up. That's what we're using as the definition of housing insecure. A lot of times here, the homelessness, it fluctuates, and people go from couch surfing to a night of sleeping outside or sleeping in their car or someplace that isn't meant for habitation, which is what the point in time count definition of homeless is. It's if you're staying in an emergency shelter, which we don't have here, or if you are living in a place that's not meant for habitation. And then that's why in the other sections, it kind of breaks it down further into housing insecurity and are you living somewhere where you have a lease and that's where you know that you're going to be and you can afford to be there and you're not worried about that. And so that's kind of what we were basing that like housing insecurity and promoting it as a housing insecurity event, because we also, aside from the surveys, we have all this amazing stuff that the community has donated and we really want to get that to the people that could really benefit from it.
So it sounds like it's not always somebody pushing a shopping cart full of stuff down the street.
Yeah.
You could be housing insecure and not be seen like the kind of the stigmatized image of a homeless person.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's not even realizing like for yourself maybe that you are homeless, but if you're living in a car, that's a shelter. But that's still for the point of this survey and our definition, that would still be homeless.
For the point in time, they are saying if you're on a couch, you're not technically homeless, but they have three different levels. Ashley was kind of talking about the state's looking for like homeless situations or institutional or then temporary. So there's three different ones that they're measuring in each community also.
Is there anything that people here in Petersburg should know, the nuts and bolts of how this count is going to go on Wednesday?
From 3 to 5, we will be strictly providing resources and services for the housing insecure. But then from 5 to 6, we'll be doing housing insecure and open to the community to come. And we'll have lots of items there and clothing, and we'll have lots of applications for Medicaid and Section 8, and we'll have comprehensive community resource sheets for everyone that comes in so they can kind of see what the community has to offer. Because sometimes it's just a matter of not realizing that a resource is available, even if it's not about homelessness or housing insecurity. We want to really promote what the community has to offer and hopefully get people connected to some things that can be beneficial for them.